94.7 KMCH from the Iowa State Fair. If you missed out on the fun Wednesday, you missed out on red, white, blue, green, yellow, and everything in between. It was Tractor Day, the Central Iowa Tractor Club, and I found the guy they pointed me to talk to, Craig. Introduce yourself formally, please.
Yeah, my name is Craig Payne. I'm from Mitchellville, Iowa, and I kind of orchestrate this and do all the registration, so on and so forth.
One of the cool things that, you know, when you go through county fairs, they're all, of course, have their roots in agriculture. You come to the state fair, and you haven't lost that rooting yet. Right on the main concourse on Wednesday, all kinds of tractors, from big ones to little ones, even a miniature quad track John Deere or Case as well.
Yes, the club was kind of narrow-minded, so to speak, when they first had some people approach us about doing the miniatures, and I thought, you know, why not? Because, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into those. So we've got the quad track, of course, and there's a John Deere next to it. There's another John Deere over here, and so I think there's four total. And we have a sum total of 61 tractors here. And for once in a long time, everybody showed up.
Well, how hard is it? I know how hard it was for me driving into town, coming in on the road. But I was just driving a vehicle. You guys are carting tractors and ageless, priceless iron behind you through the Des Moines streets to get here to the state fairgrounds. How harrowing is that?
Well, we started at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I think probably 3/4 of the members don't even know they're here. But, you know, we start at 5 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and then we're done at 7 o'clock, and that's kind of a state fair thing. Mm-hmm. So coming in at that time, it's really not too bad. Last year, the state fair said they were going to be opening at 8 o'clock, and we decided to keep our 5 to 7 because I didn't want people with, like you say, a pickup and a tractor behind them in that traffic because mm-hmm. it can get harrowing. So that's... Yeah, you know, we kind of kept our own hours, and that's so it's not that bad.
So 32 years now of the group, how does that mean you guys have been bringing the tractors right here on the Grand Concourse all 32 years?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about doing it?
Oh, the part of it is the comradeship, because, you know, we're not like the Ford Chevy guys mm-hmm. where let's go out and drag, because, you know, this display would be the first person to 13 miles an hour.
You know, take a long time to do a cruise.
Oh yeah, and you know, it's just good humor because there's a lot of BS, and I don't know what that means, but you know, it happens during the day. But it's
I appreciate you keeping it radio clean.
Yes. Well, last year I was interviewed by somebody else. They said you can't swear. So I said to the person, I said, "You mean I can't say John Deere?"
Oh, you're talking to an international guy. I'll allow it. Tell me about what you've got at home, your history, not only of the group, but how you got to be involved with it.
Well, I was born and raised on a farm, and unfortunately, my dad died in 1969, so Mom and I moved into town. I was born and raised in Adel. And when I got married, and some of you husbands out there will understand this, my wife's father was a John Deere person. Mm-hmm. And I grew to understand what John Deere was. I think it was made here in Iowa somewhere. But I'm an Oliver person because I was born and raised on it. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's an Iowa tractor also made in Charles City. And that's my main concern now is, you know, the Oliver tractors. However, my collection includes 6 John Deeres and 2 Olivers.
So you're non-denominational, essentially.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But I catch a bunch of flack for it.
Now, this is a statewide group, so, okay, people back home in Manchester listening to say, hey, we got some tractors. We'd like to be a part of this. How can they learn about you guys? How can they see what you're up to?
We have a website, and it's www.centraliowatractorclub.com. Mm-hmm. And if you come to the main page of that, there's a membership form. And you're right, we have people from Waterloo. There's another person that lives northwest of Atlantic. So, yeah, and then we also have some members that are from Alabama. One used to be from New York. Mm-hmm. But they don't come to the state fair. But mm-hmm. they can still join because a lot of people... like to read the newsletter because I understand there's an individual that does the newsletter. It's just, you know, very talented, just a wonderful.
Like the guy, right?
Yeah. And he might be from Mitchellville.
His humility is second to none. Craig, let me ask you this. What is it about these pieces of machinery, these pieces of history that get guys and gals, young and old, to stop by and walk around them and spend some time that normally you're rushing from point A to point B on this grand concourse, but you got people constantly stopping by and looking at this.
You know, that's a great question because we have people, you know, city folks, and they'll stop by and look at the tractor and they'll just, you know, ask about it. You know, I was being facetious when I said, you know, stuff about the John Deere. And you can give them a little bit of a history about, you know, the tractor. You know, I was born and raised on Oliver, so I might tell them a little bit about my experience. There's a lot of stories out here. So if you ever come to the State Fair, just stop and ask one of us, and we'll bend your ear for maybe, 45, 50 minutes. So, you know, it's, but there's, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of stories out here.
Well, give us that website again one more time, if you'd be so kind, please.
Yeah, it's www.CentralIowaTractorClub.com, all one word.
It's not every day you come to Des Moines, the State Fairgrounds, and see it taken over by you know, priceless, timeless pieces of art. And I thank you and the guys and gals who've been spending time with you here making that possible again this year.
Oh, thank you for the for exposure. We really appreciate
that. There you go. And we're going to put a bunch of pictures up on our website, too, at kmch.com. Craig, thank you so much, sir. I'll let you get back to sitting in the shade.
Oh, they're just waiting to make fun of me again.
Oh, I know they are, yeah. They had a bet going how long we could talk. I think I won you $20.
Well, that's good. I don't know who's going to pay it. Not those guys.
We got to take a break. Craig, thank you so much. We're going to take a break. Keep it dialed up right here. And don't forget, check out the website, kmch.com.